Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. As Oscar Wilde once wrote, after a good dinner, one can forgive anybody, even one's own relations. Family can be the source of our greatest joys and sometimes a few frustrations. This hour on Harmonia, we explore music by and for families. Our featured release is the 2017 recording Fanfare and Filigree, the debut album from East Coast-based ensemble Kleine Kammermusik.
Thank you.
We heard a canzona by Giovanni Gabrielli that was performed by Les Sacs-Boutiers de Toulouse. Back in the Renaissance era, professions often ran in families, and musicians were no exception. Giovanni Gabrielli was a member of one of those musical families. He was very close to his uncle, Andrea, even studying with him for a while. Andrea provided his nephew Giovanni with important professional connections, and both men studied with Orlando de Lasso. Let's hear the Gloria from the Missa Vexilla Regis by the elder Gabrielli.
Oh,
We heard music by Andrea Gabrielli, performed by I Cantori di San Marco, directed by Marco Gemanni. Giovanni Gabrielli succeeded his uncle Andrea as principal composer of ceremonial music at St. Mark's Basilica in Venice. In the dedication to his 1587 Book of Concerti, he described himself as, quote, little less than a son to Andrea. After Andrea's death, Giovanni preserved his uncle's legacy by compiling and publishing volumes of his works. Let's hear Giovanni Gabrielli's sonata Piano e Forte from his Sinfonia Sacra, composed in 1597.
Thank you.
We heard Giovanni Gabrieli's Sonata Piano e Forte, performed by Les Sacboutiers de Toulouse. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. It's not clear whether Daniel Purcell was the brother or the cousin of his more famous relative Henry Purcell. Like Henry, Daniel spent much of his life in London, writing largely for the theater. Let's hear some music by the Purcells. First up, Daniel's Who Can Beat Ye Pangs of Despair. After that, we'll hear Henry's Queen's Epicedium, both performed by soprano Delia Agundez. Can you hear the family resemblance?
Who can bear thy pangs of despair? Thank you.
That was soprano Delia Agundes performing Henry Purcell's Queen's Epicedium. Before that, we heard Daniel Purcell's Who Can Beat Ye Pangs of Despair? You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We've been exploring the vein of musical talent that sometimes runs in families. As it turns out, keeping it all in the family wasn't just something that happened back in the Renaissance. We have a number of examples of famous musical families still with us today. One example is the Cauchens, a Belgian family of musicians, many of whom have had important careers as performers, conductors, and pedagogues. Conductor Sigiswald Cauchen is the founder and director of the Belgium-based baroque ensemble La Petite Bande. Here's the final movement from that ensemble's recording of Vivaldi's Flute Concerto in D Major, featuring brothers Sigiswald, the conductor, and Bartold as the flute soloist. Thank you. Bartold Kauchin was the featured soloist in that recording, directed by his brother Sigiswald, of the final movement of Vivaldi's Flute Concerto in D Major. The Kauchin brothers, Wieland, Sigiswald, and Bartold, are well known as pioneers in the field of early music. Collectively, they've recorded music from Simpson to Debussy on period instruments and in ensembles ranging from large orchestras to more intimate viol consorts. Let's listen to gamba soloists Wieland Kauchin and Meinecke van der Velden with theorbist Fred Jacobs performing music of Marin Marais from his Pièce de Viol.
Thank you.
We heard the Chaconne from Marin Marais' suite in G major for two viols and continuo, performed by Wieland Kauchen and Meineke van der Velden with theorbist Fred Jacobs. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. East Coast-based ensemble Kleine Kammermusik enjoys bringing both well-loved and lesser-known chamber works to audiences. On their debut recording, Fanfare and Filigree, the ensemble features chamber works from Dresden and Paris. Louis-Antoine Donnel served as an organist and composer at the Abbey of Saint-Geneviève. His trio sonatas invite performers to explore a variety of options for scoring. We'll hear some of La Triomphante from his Sonata en Trio, performed on oboes, bassoon, and cello. Thank you. We heard movements of La Triomphante from Louis-Antoine Dornel's Sonate en Trio. The ensemble was Kleine Kammermusik from their 2017 debut recording Fanfare and Filigree. Though he may not be a household name among most classical music lovers, Jan Dismas Zelenka is definitely a household name for period double reed players. Zelenka lived and worked mostly in Dresden. His 6 sonatas for 2 oboes, bassoon, and continuo are a constant source of both inspiration and exasperation for performers. Let's hear the final movement of his Sonata No. 1 in F major.
Thank you.
The Allegro Assai from Zelenka's Sonata No. 1 in F Major for two oboes, bassoon, and basso continuo. That track came from our featured release, Kleine Kammermusik's 2017 recording, Fanfare and Filigree, chamber music from Paris and Dresden. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoopsch. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas, with special thanks to engineer Rachel Boyd. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.